You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Check this out.
What's trending
online now?
Well, you can't make this stuff up.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
Hi, Alana. What's trending?
Oh, hi, Nico. I'll tell you what's trending. Obviously, Super Bowl 53 is trending, coming up on Sunday. And you know that website, Delish?
Yes.
They always post these delicious-looking videos and stuff on social.
Yes.
It's amazing. So anyway, they looked at what each state was Googling as far as food goes for Super Bowl Sunday. This is the weirdest food ever for Arizona. Apparently, we're Googling most death by chocolate cake.
Ooh. I would Google that.
Really? But for football food?
What? Chocolate cake all day. All day and night. It's perfect.
I mean, like, West Virginia is even Googling buffalo chicken dip. Now, that's something I expect.
Ooh, buffalo chicken dip is delicious.
That's what I'm talking about.
When you get that nice, strong chip, because if the chip is too weak,
nope,
it cracks.
And then you send in the rescue chip.
And then your fingers are going in the dip.
Don't do that.
Nope.
Don't
need the two fingers in the dip.
Also trending this hour, Chris Lane.
Oh.
Could the Phoenix Open yield a proposal? I know. So Chris and Lauren, right? Lauren Bushnell from The Bachelor.
Right.
Okay. They started dating November 14th.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly, like somewhere around there. That's when Us Weekly confirmed it. Okay.
That's the official news source broke it.
Well, he is very, very into her.
Hey.
Because of all of his cryptic posts on social media. But Chris is in town to see the Phoenix Open.
Yeah.
Went golfing with Lauren's dad.
Whoa.
Posted a photo on Instagram that said, "Great day on the course with my potential future father-in-law."
Wow, that is not a hint.
No.
That's a direct message right there.
Potential future father-in-law.
Wow, that's exciting. Good for him.
Is he spoiling the proposal then by saying that?
Yes, unless it's a huge joke amongst them.
I guess so. I mean, because the golf course would be the perfect place to ask for permission.
Exactly. I was so obsessed with Brooklyn Dana from the minute I met her.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was probably creepy, but I was calling her wifey like way before we got engaged and like future wife. Yeah, it's creepy now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's cute though.
It had the potential to scare her off.
But it didn't. And that's the important part.
She is my soulmate. I love you, babe. She's snoozing.
Shut up, Nico.
Big snorer, that Brooklyn Dana.
Yeah, she definitely loves you more now than she ever did. Finally trending this hour, Ariana Grande got a tattoo of Japanese characters that were supposed to say Seven Rings, which is the title of her new single.
Gotta be careful with that kanji, man.
However.
What does it actually say?
Barbecue grill.
No.
Yeah, and a bunch of her fans called her out on it, of course.
No.
Yeah, she said some of the characters got left out, but yeah.
Nice job.
Barbecue grill. Got to know that before you get it tattooed on your body.
Yeah, and probably a good thing to check out.
That is what's trending this hour.
You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.